as part of the month of Elul in preparing for Yom Kippur. We are to be reminded of the 13 attributes of Adonai that is embraced throughout Judaism. These attributes are found in Exodus chapter 34 and verses 6 and 7. Adonai passed before him and proclaimed, Adonai is God, merciful and compassionate, slow to anger, rich in grace and truth, showing grace to the thousandth generation, forgiving offenses, crimes, and sins, yet not exonerating the guilty, but causing the negative effects of the parents' offenses to be experienced by their children and grandchildren, and even to the third and fourth generations. According to the Talmud, everyone who properly understands these 13 attributes and invokes them in his prayers meticulously will never experience that his prayers went totally unheard, that the people who invoke them will not return empty-handed from their prayer. The only reason that one's prayers would go unheard would be certain specific sins which are not subject to God's forgiveness. It is not just saying a prayer and ending it in the name of Messiah or Teshuvah by itself. Our prayers should always begin from the heart, as should our relationship and understanding of Adonai. So just what are these attributes of Adonai? For the sake of time, I will need to summarize these attributes. Adonai is merciful, both before we sin and after we have sinned. His name denotes power and authority. Compassionate, where Adonai eases the punishment of the guilty. He is gracious, even to the undeserving. He is slow to anger, so the sinner can reconsider long before it is too late. He is abundant in kindness. He is truth in that he can be trusted at his word. He preserves kindness to the thousandth generation. And finally, Adonai forgives those who sin intentionally, unintentionally, carelessly, or apathetically, so long as there is true teshuva or repentance. The pshat, or the plain meaning of the text here, attributes are the attributes of a king's practices and his dealings with his people. All of these attributes come under the heading Chesed Ve'emet, kindness and truth. When we look at the plain meaning, I would hope that everyone here sees what should be obvious to all believers. The very attributes possessed by Adonai and done by a king are the same attributes of King Messiah Yeshua, for they are one. This month, Messianic Perspectives is offering four articles on the significance of the fall feasts, for all believers, whether Jewish or not. We are including an article that conveys evidence in Scripture as to when Yeshua was born. Our offer is to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish Synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.